The Rebbe of Moditz, Rabbi Shaul Yedida Elazar, had chassidim throughout the major towns and cities of Poland. One of these was Rabbi Azriel David Fastag, who was noted for his exceptional voice throughout Warsaw. Many came to the shul where Rabbi Azriel David and his brothers, who were also blessed with beautiful voices, would daven on the Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur davening. Rabbi Azriel David would lead the davening while his brothers accompanied him as a choir. His crisp, clear, and moving voice had a profound effect on all who heard him. Rabbi Azriel David lived simply, earning his livelihood from a small clothing store, but his happiness and fulfillment came from another source, the world of Hasidic music. His moving tunes made their way to Atvask, a suburb of Warsaw, where his Rebbe, Rabbi Shaul Yedida Elazar, appreciated them immensely. The day a new Nigun by Rabbi Azriel David arrived was a festive day for the Rebbe. Dark clouds began to cover the skies of Europe, the clouds of Nazism. In spite of the terrible decrees, the yellow patch in the ghettos, most Jews could not fathom what was about to befall them. Only a few managed to escape the clutches of the Nazi occupation to safe havens. One of them was the Moditzer Rebbe, Rabbi Shaul Yedida Elazar, whose chassidim made a tremendous effort to save him. As the Nazis entered Poland, the chassidim smuggled him out of Poland to Vilna in Lithuania, and from there he made his way across Russia to Shanghai, China, eventually arriving in America in 1940. Meanwhile, in Poland, tens of thousands of Jews were being shipped off daily to their death in cattle cars that were a part of the railway system. Roused from their warm beds in Warsaw in the middle of the night, husbands were separated from their wives, children wrested from the arms of their parents, the elderly were often shot on the spot in front of their loved ones. Then the Jews were gathered and sent off in those trains to a place where their existence would no longer trouble the Nazis, to Auschwitz, Treblinka, and Majdanek. Inside the crowded cars, over the clatter of the cattle cars' wheels, rose the sound of people gasping, sighing, weeping, and dying. One could hear the stifled cries of children crushed together, but in one such car, headed toward the infamous death camp Treblinka, the sound of singing could be heard. It seems that an elderly Jew, wrapped up in his ragged clothing, his face white as snow, had made his way over to his neighbor on the death train, begging him to remind him the tune of the Myra Kohen, sung by the Moditzer Rebbe during the Yom Kippur service. Now what you want to hear is Nigunim? Answered the other with a hard look at the chassid, thinking that maybe all the suffering had caused him to lose his mind. But this Moditzer chassid, Rabbi Azriel David Fastag, was no longer paying attention to his friend or to anyone else on the train. In his mind, he was at the prayer standing next to his Rebbe on Yom Kippur, and it is he who was leading the prayer before the Rebbe and all the chassidim. Suddenly, there appeared before his eyes the words of the 12th of the 13 principles of faith. Ani mamin be'amuna shalema be'vias ha-mashiach ve'af al-pi shayisma mea im kol ze achak alai b'chol yam shayavai. I believe with perfect faith in the coming of the Mashiach, and even though he may tarry, nevertheless, I wait each day for his coming. Closing his eyes, he meditated on these words and thought, just now, when everything seems lost, is a Jew's faith put to the test. It was not long before he began to hum a quiet tune to these words. There, amidst the death and despair on the train to Treblinka, the chassid was transformed into a pillar of song, bringing forth out of his bloodied lungs the song of the eternity of the Jewish people. He was unaware of the silence of the cattle car and of the hundreds of ears listening attentively in amazement. He also didn't hear the voices as they gradually joined his song, at first quietly, but soon growing louder and louder. The song spread from car to car. Every mouth that could still draw breath joined in Rabbi Azriel David's Ani Mamin. As if waking from a dream, Rabbi Azriel David opened his eyes to the sight of a singing train. His eyes were red from crying, his cheeks wet with tears. In a choked voice, he cried out, I will give half of my portion Olam Haba to whoever can take my song to the Meditzer Rebbe. A hushed silence descended upon the train. Two young men appeared, promising to bring the song to the Rebbe at any cost. One of them climbed upon the other and, finding a small crack of the train's roof, broke out a hole from which to escape. Poking his head out under the open sky, he said, "I see the blue heavens above us. The stars are twinkling and the moon with a fatherly face is looking at me." "And what do you hear?" asked his companion. "I hear," the young man answered, "the angels on high singing Ani Mamin, and it's ascending to the seven firmaments of heaven." Bidding farewell to their brothers and sisters on the train, the two proceeded to jump off, one after the other. One was killed instantly from the fall. The other survived, taking the memory of the song with him. He eventually found his way to the land of Israel, and the notes were sent by mail to Reb Shaul Yedida Elazar in New York. Upon receiving the notes and having the Reb Israel Davis Ani Mamin sung before him, the Meditzer Rebbe said, "When they sang Ani Mamin on the death train, the pillars of the world were shaking. The Almighty said, 'Whenever the Jews will sing Ani Mamin, I will remember the 6 million victims and have mercy on the rest of my people.'" It is told that on the first Yom Kippur that the Meditzer Rebbe sang the Ani Mamin, there were thousands of Jews in the shul. The entire congregation burst into tears, which fell like water into the pool of tears and blood of the Jewish people. Tunes soon spread throughout world Jewry. "With this niggun," said Reb Shaul Yedida Elazar, "the Jewish people went to the gas chambers, and with this niggun, the Jews will march to greet Mashiach."
She